Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Today's show is brought to you by Aunt Bee's in downtown Atlantic, a collection of precious things for you and yours. LaVon will have today's program after this.
Spring has arrived at Aunt Bee's in Atlantic. Hi, this is Rachel, and we invite you to come in and see everything that's new. We have flowers galore in a wide array of colors and variety. Our home decor collections are pouring off the shelves. Plus, we have Crabtree and Evelyn, garden stakes, and insulated plastic cups. And to complement any outfit, spring scarves, headbands, and jewelry. Remember, we're also a full-service floral shop. We deliver to the surrounding area and worldwide with our Telefloral Wire service. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours. 243-2980 at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I want to talk about March today. What do you think of when here we are in the fourth day of March? Do you look forward to March? You glad when March is gone? Oh, any special things that happen for you in March? Well, one of the important things that happens is the first day of spring, and that's on the 20th. So let's hope that the 20th brings us that spring-like weather. And you know that saying, march in like a lion, out like a lamb? Well, where did we fit this year? I think it was snowing a little bit, not much, a little bit. It was a little warmer, so was it halfway between lion and lamb? I don't know. Well, maybe it'll go out the same way. We can't predict that at this point, although the weather people are looking at those patterns and saying, well, this is what could happen by the end of March. One of the things that we hope happens, actually, is that we get some rain. And one of the sayings that I ran across said that as it rains in March, so it rains in June. Might make a note in your calendar to see if that checks out. Seems like to me we get a lot more rain in June normally than we do in March. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. Well, March has lots of designations, which every month, you know, people want to celebrate various things, bring knowledge to us, awareness of various kinds of things, and so they designate the month of March as such and such March. But then, throughout the month, there's weekly celebrations, and there's daily kind of designations for special things. And I thought it was kind of interesting to look down through the list to see what those were. It was amazing to me that almost every day of the month has some special designation. Like, for instance, it will come back these, the 13th of March, earmuff day. Well, if it's windy and it's a south wind like it is today, it's a cold wind, that would be earmuff day for me. But for a lot of people, they never put earmuffs on. So doesn't make any difference whether that's earmuff day or not. And as I said, some of these will have more significance to you than others, but it's kind of fun to think about, okay, what is March supposed to be designated as? The total month of March, it's Irish American Month and National Irish American Heritage Month. Now that one, the National Irish American Heritage Month, was actually designated by Congress in 1995, so that's pretty official. And then it's Music in Our Schools Month. We'll see if we have any celebrations. It's National Craft Month. Well, for some people, every month is Craft Month. And it's National Frozen Food Month. Occasionally, I have seen companies celebrate that by offering some special prices on frozen foods. So we can kind of look for that. National Peanut Month. And that kind of supports, it's also National Nutrition Month. And of course, peanuts in moderation are really good for us. National Nutrition Month theme is Eat Right Your Way Every Day. But notice the first part of that's Eat Right. It is National Women's History Month. And there is, right now, there's a program on TV about the women who are the makers of America. I'm not sure this is why they chose March to show this, but an interesting program. Red Cross Month. Again, every month the Red Cross is called on to help people, and that's true again in March. Things going on right now, some fires, some storms, and so on. The Red Cross is being called on to assist families. It's Social Workers Month. Now, here's one. I'm not sure how you celebrate this. Hexagonal Awareness Month. Well, bees celebrate that all the time because their honey goes into hexagons. And here's a really important one that we'll probably talk more about sometime this month, and it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Very important. If you're over 50, you should be getting that checkup. And then, you know, if you're okay, it's only every 10 years. And like I say, we'll get some more information about that. Weekly celebrations, the second week. I guess we're not quite to the second week. The second week in March is National Bubble Week. So blow your bubbles. And also the second week is Crochet Week. Again. And a lot of the, you know, people do this all the time. If you're a crochet person, you don't just wait till March. But, you know, it's supposed to raise our awareness and the opportunities and the challenges of that particular week. Okay, here's some special dates. I'm going to go past the first and the second. Although the first was Peanut Butter Lovers Day. There's a lot of people that celebrate that every day. The fourth today is Hug a GI Day. That would be a good thing to do. Know somebody who's in service? Give them a hug. At least give them a smile. Tomorrow is Multiple Personality Day. Now I started saying March is kind of a multiple personality month. We never know whether it's going to be spring. It could even be hot. It could be cold. We could have a blizzard. So March, I think, is more than some other months, is multiple personality month. The 6th, well, that's a day to hug your dentist. That's a dentist day. And the 7th is National Crown Roast of Pork Day. Why just this one cut? I'm not sure. And the 8th, oh, let's skip this one, is Be Nasty Day. Well, you know, a lot of people don't have that just one day. Also on the 8th is International Working Women's Day. That's an important one. Then we skip, the 9th is Panic Day. The 9th is National Agriculture Day. We often hear some things related to that and Agriculture Week and so on. The 10th, Middle Name Pride Day. What if you have more than one name? Then is it no longer a middle day, a middle name? You've got more than one? But whatever. The 10th is Middle Name Pride Day. It's also Johnny Appleseed Day. And, you know, right now, during March, is a good time to prune a lot of those trees, including apple trees, but other trees. This is a great time to prune those trees before they really wake up. And the 12th is Girl Scouts Day. And also Plant a Flower Day. A little early for us. The 13th, I already mentioned, is Earmuff Day. The 14th is Learn About Butterflies Day. And also National Potato Chip Day. National Pie Day. Now that's P-I, and it's not, doesn't have anything to do with the movie, but why today? This is a mathematical thing. The pi, you know, the symbol of pi, because today is 3.14, the value of pi, 314. The 14th is also Popcorn Lovers Day. That's great for a lot of us. The 15th, of course, is the Ides of March. It's also Dumbstruck Day. The 16th is National Quilting Day. It's the third Saturday of the month. And the 17th, oh, there's a good one. We celebrate that St. Patrick's Day. And lots of people celebrate in a lot of different days. We skipped the 18th. We go right through, you know, every day. 18th is Goddess of Fertility Day. You know, that would be a good time to go out and plant sweet peas. 19th, Poultry Day. The 20th, I mentioned, is the first day of spring. It's also International Earth Day, and they put that every day on the first day of spring. 21st is Proposal Day. The 22nd is National Goof Off Day. And the 23rd is Near Miss Day. I might ask us to recall some memories. 24th, National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day. 25th pecan, 25th waffle day, 26th, oh, they were really searching. Make up your own holiday day. And let's skip a few of those. The 29th is smoke and mirrors day. The 30th is I am control day. And the 31st is National Clam on the Half Shell Day. I have a feeling not a lot of us are celebrating that here in the Midwest, but there may be somebody. And we shouldn't forget that the 29th is Good Friday, and Easter is on the 31st. So some important dates in March. Many of them have a variety of meanings for you. And however you're going to celebrate March, again, remember first day of spring on the 20th. And right before that, I got to throw in here, March 16th, important date on lots of people's calendars. That is the 15th annual Atlantic Spring Garden Seminar sponsored by Master Gardeners. Also, the concert Pheasants Forever Dinner. And until next time, remember that as it rains in March, no, excuse me, I already told you that. March winds and April showers bring forth May flowers.
Spring has arrived at Aunt Bee's in Atlantic. Hi, this is Rachel, and we invite you to come in and see everything that's new. We have flowers galore in a wide array of colors and variety. Our home decor collections are pouring off the shelves. Plus, we have Crabtree and Evelyn, garden stakes, and insulated plastic cups. And to complement any outfit, spring scarves, headbands, and jewelry. Remember, we're also a full-service floral shop. We deliver to the surrounding area and worldwide with our Telefloral Wire service. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours, 243-2980 at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Brought to you by Aunt Bee's at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2980.